Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Ben Allison comes from the jazz world, but he tends not to stay there too long. You may have heard his theme music for Our Neighbors Down the Hall, NPR's On the Media. Ben has also played bass with musicians from Mali, Cambodia, Brazil, and he's a prolific composer as well. He's just releasing his 11th album and joins us today with his band to play some songs from it. The new record is called The Stars Look Very Different Today. Here's the Ben Allison Band and a song called Dave.
Thank you.
is the Ben Allison Band live on Soundcheck in a tune called DAVE, D-A-V-E, stands for Digital Awareness Vector Emulator, for reasons that we'll just have to ask Ben about. Ben Allison playing the bass, he's the composer. Steve Cardenas on electric guitar, Brandon Seabrook playing electric guitar, including the things that sounded like transmissions from alien planets in outer space. That was Brandon. Allison Miller behind our drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. Ben, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
Digital Awareness Vector Emulator. What?
That's right. Well, the title came second. The tune came first.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was thinking about this record and putting it together, there are a lot of film references in it. And I was thinking about 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Uh-huh.
I love that film. And the idea of a machine becoming sentient.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
but Hal has already been taken.
Had been taken. Dave, I think, is a character in the movie.
Okay.
And
it's been so long, I don't remember.
Yeah, he's one of the humans. So that's kind of where the title comes from.
Now, the album title, The Stars Look Very Different Today. Mm. You mentioned 2001 Space Odyssey. The Stars Look Very Different Today is a line from David Bowie's song Space Oddity.
That's right.
So was where did that come in the process?
Well, I'm a science nerd. I just love everything science, right?
Mm-hmm.
Read a lot about it. I guess if I wasn't a musician, I might have chosen to go into the sciences in some way. But there are a lot of film references, a lot of science references, and I was just thinking about ways to incorporate that into the tunes themselves, the titles of the tunes, the sounds that we're going for, a particular era in film music, specifically around, you know, kind of late 60s, early 70s. There are a lot of Planet of the Apes references on the record. A tune called Dr. Zaius, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the sounds that Brandon and Steve and all of us put together are evocative to me of that era.
Uh-huh. Now, speaking of sounds, when you began that piece, Dave, you were playing your bass with what looked like some sort of pick.
Yeah, it's actually a MetroCard folded in half. That's the New York in me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is that one of those MetroCards now that you're going to get unlimited swipes because you've got a bend in it?
I think they should give me unlimited swipes just for using it so creatively. But no, I think that's a dead card.
All right. and is that, you know, I mean, double bass players generally don't, you have two choices. You either pluck or you have the bow.
That's right.
I didn't realize there was a third option.
It turns out there's all kinds of options. And this is something that I've been exploring, I guess, throughout my career is the idea of using the bass in different ways and trying to get as many sounds and textures out of the bass. And with this group, obviously, we're going for sounds and textures and
mm-hmm.
trying to layer those up. I think that's kind of, I would say, almost a movement within modern jazz, and that is to try to think beyond just the notes, but building up textures and sounds and references to other genres.
Right. And there does seem to be more of a rock texture and influence in this record especially than some of the other ones that you've done. Was that kind of the idea going in, or was that you have many different bands. You have Peace Pipe and Medicine Wheel and Man Size Safe and the Ben Allison Band. How do you know which band you're writing for when you're writing a piece?
Well, I mean, they all grow organically out of trains of thought. So I, through the years, have had kind of an idea in mind, a sound in mind that has inspired me to branch off into and create another band with another sound. I try to keep each band with its own kind of sound. It's really just driven by my interests and my restless spirit, you know.
So if you find yourself writing for a Molly and Cora, you know that that's one band.
That's what that is.
Right.
That's right.
And if you have the two wailing electric guitars, that's gonna be this group.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you can't guitars and rock. They do tend to go together well.
they do. How does that affect the composition process, or does it?
Oh, it totally does. And as a matter of fact, I just, you know, speaking from the musician standpoint, that's pretty much what drives the composition process for me, my experience is thinking about particular sounds, genres, as I mentioned before, the sounds of the instruments I'm writing for, and that it really inspires a whole way of thinking about the music. So the music kind of grows out of that original idea. I mean, I grew up listening to like most kids in from New Haven, Connecticut, grew up listening to rock. Mm-hmm. You know, that's kind of what was happening.
Film music.
Yeah, of course. Well, yeah. We watched a lot. I grew up kind of what I think of the golden age of TV film music, uh-huh. which is kind of 60s, 70s. I mean, these are shows where they'd have fully scored out, you know, orchestral scores that were programmatic. I mean, they were tied to individual scenes, all this great music.
Hmm. Well, you've mentioned movies like Planet of the Apes and 2001 already. The piece you're going to play for us next, The Ballad of Joe Buck. At first, I thought, Joe Buck, the sportscaster? But you're probably talking about Midnight Cowboy, aren't you?
I am. So Midnight Cowboy, the John Voight character in Midnight Cowboy, a tragic film character. And the score, a lot of the music from that is by John Barry, who's one of my favorite film composers. And I don't know, I wrote the tune first, you know, without mm-hmm. any thought about necessarily what the reference was. But as I kind of put it together and it started to be fleshed out by the band and made into something, this movie came to mind.
All right. You want to play it for us?
Please.
We're speaking with Ben Allison and hearing the band. Ben's new album, The Stars Look Very Different Today, features this quartet with Ben on bass, Steve Cardenas and Brandon Seabrook playing guitars, and Allison Miller on drums. They are playing at Joe's Pub on December 3rd and playing here in the Soundcheck studio today. So let's hear the piece, The Ballad of Joe Buck, live performance on Soundcheck. Thank you. from the Ben Allison Band. That's a live performance of The Ballad of Joe Buck here on Soundcheck. The band is playing a record release show. The new album is called The Stars Look Very Different Today by bassist and composer Ben Allison. Record release party is on the actual date of the release, Tuesday, December 3rd at 9:30 at Joe's Pub. The band is here, Ben Allison on bass, Brandon Seabrook and Steve Cardenas on guitars, Allison Miller behind our drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. Let's hear another song. This one's called Neutron Star. Once again, Ben Allison and his band live on Soundcheck and a piece called Neutron Star. Ben Allison playing the double bass, Steve Cardenas and Brandon Seabrook on the electric guitars, Allison Miller behind our drum kit here in the Soundcheck studio. And man, what a great quartet you put together here, I have to say, Ben. So we were talking before about how, you know, you have all these different projects, these different bands, and you have different ways of writing for each one. You have occasionally repurposed music that you wrote for one band for one of your other bands, and that's happened a couple of times on this new record, right?
That's right.
So a song like, for example, Kick It Man, which we heard a little bit of at the top of the segment, that was originally written for a different Ben Allison project, wasn't it?
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I guess... Because by the you know, the nature of the way I work and the nature of this music, it's kind of taking sounds from different, just sounds that I love, and kind of putting them all together. The version that we tour or put on a record and perform may at one particular time be highlighting one aspect of that tune, but then as I'm developing other sounds, other bands, I want to pull out, go back through the catalog and pull out those other things, mm-hmm. the other references in older tunes of mine. So I'm constantly revisiting my work, and you can't just regurgitate it. You got to take it and kind of pull it apart and remold it. You can't just slap something on the top of it and call it a new tune. You have to reinvent it.
Right. So the piece Swiss Cheese D, for example, when you originally recorded it, had a kind of a, you know, blaring horn section, and on this new record, on The Stars Look Very Different Today, it becomes more kind of psychedelic.
That's right. Yeah, well, that's... and there's banjo, and it's almost like a psychedelic hoedown.
Yeah. Which, given the time period that you were talking about before, you know, looking back to those great sci-fi films of the 60s and 70s, I mean, that was the period of psychedelia.
Absolutely. And, you know, including banjos and...
Right. The folk scene was not immune to psychedelia back then.
That's for sure.
We are speaking with Ben Allison. The album is called The Stars Look Very Different Today. They've been playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today. Ben, always great to see you. Great record. Thanks very much.
Man, thank you so much.
This is Soundcheck.